Yesterday, we were just talking about the divisions and what teams could go from worst to first. And you know, the Raiders were in that national conversation. We were looking at the odds and everything. And then yesterday evening, Ian Rappaport sends out a tweet that says the Raiders are releasing standout defensive tackle Christian Wilkins. This dude was one of the big free agent signings in 2024. He signed a 5-year, $110 million deal. And after one season, they're done. Now, he is dealing with a serious foot injury, $57.5 million fully guaranteed. It's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out from a financial end and CBA and NFLPA getting involved in everything and what the real story is, what else is going to come out here. But this is one of the better defensive tackles in football that, yeah, is coming off an injury, and the Raiders are just wiping their hands clean of it just like that.
First off, this speaks to just their inability to find good free agents, because this is like the fifth straight high-priced free agent, including guys like Jimmy Garoppolo, Wilkins himself, and all this other stuff. It's like, legitimately, they never make it past year one. 1 year, and then they're just done, and they're not interested in anymore, and they just kind of make it a mess and constantly make it a mess outside of that. But, like, of course they're screwing this whole thing up, too, and they're going to get a grievance filed against him because they're trying to what? Void guarantees because he didn't rehab the way you wanted? Injuries happen. Have you seen a team successfully void guarantees for a player over an injury
usually
still technically trying to recover from? How are they planning on voiding those? It seems very unlikely.
We're going to see, I think, some dirt come out here soon. Like, I think we'll see some
more. He's not even trying.
There'll be some new info coming out. But somebody put out the video. Was it a 3 days ago or something? Wilkins was dancing meaning the foot seemed fairly healthy. So who knows the full story? But the fact that the Raiders are bailing this quickly, on one hand, you say Raiders are going to Raider, and that's where I'm at. It also does make you wonder what else is there? Are we not hearing about for them to walk on a player that everybody agrees was one of the best free agent acquisitions last year? And for you to bail that quickly on Christian Wilkins. Then the other part of the convo is interesting. Okay. Well then, if he's actually healthy, where's he in and up? Philadelphia always seems to find these guys. Kansas City's financials don't really support bringing in somebody like this necessarily. But it's interesting. Where does he end up? Does he go to a contender? I hope he doesn't go to Buffalo or something.
I mean, if he can play at some point, there's a lot of teams that need interior defensive line help. That's why Christian Wilkins got $112 million to start with. I just think it's funny that every time, like, I keep pointing this out about just bad organizations, but you can just spot bad organizations from a million miles away because they're always doing stuff that you're like, well, I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
That's certainly a new one. So you gave a guy $112 million, and after a year, you'd like to void $34 million in guarantees, walk on his ass completely, and then get a grievance filed against you. I do think he'll end up with a contender. Why wouldn't you? They're assuming that you're, well, I guess it depends on how good you feel about your NFLPA grievance. Because if that goes okay, well, then you're getting a whole bunch of that money anyway. And if you're getting a whole bunch of that money on the cash in anyway, then you get to, this is the sweet spot like Russell Wilson found himself in a couple of years ago, which is you can take nothing.
Yeah, someone will sign him. He's not getting a multi-year deal somewhere. He's going to get a one-year deal, need to go prove it again, and then he'll have an opportunity to cash in again. You know, in the later report from, I think it was Albert Breer maybe had it, mentioning that the Raiders, at least what they're claiming is that the time, basically he waited longer than they would have liked for him to start the rehab process.
But you can avoid,
I don't know if that's true or not.
You
but
can void a,
that's what
you wait too long to get signed? Like that. This is, goes back to like the Shamar Stewart thing. No wonder you try to protect yourself in contracts. You can void $34 million in guarantees because you thought I got surgery a little late. We could have a disagreement about whether I should get surgery at all. Now it's too late for you for me to get surgery. I understand like the, I think this is just, he wasn't as good of a player as they wanted. They were looking for some reason, some way to get out. And then of course there's going to be a grievance and all this other stuff because players don't want you to be able to void guarantees because you started rehab, you got surgery a little later than we were originally thinking. And let's be honest, I'm never going to side with organizations that do stupid things all the time. My guess is that it's more likely the Raiders are doing something bad here than it is Christian Wilkins.
Probably. There are a couple of teams that I saw. I think Mike Vrabel was asked about it this morning. I saw something an hour ago that he said they're going to talk about it. I also saw the Dolphins were mentioned. The Bengals have a need.
He was already on the Dolphins before, yeah.
The Bengals have a need there, but we already know how things go there. Why in the hell would they
specifically need a defensive tackle?
He would make a ton of sense in Cincy, but
I'll be honest. If I was Trey Hendrickson and they went and signed Christian Wilkins before I got my deal, I would be really, really mad.
I know, but they have no Shamar Stewart, and Henderson's not under contract.
I know, but I think what I'm saying is I think they have things to figure out before they get before they go get Christian Wilkins. But I agree, they should be one of the teams in the running for it. Now, Patriots are interesting, though.
Now, Henderson is under contract. He just doesn't like his contract. He actually is under contract.
He technically has one more year.
He just doesn't.
Yeah, right.
He says he won't play under the final year of it, but he does actually have a year left.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how this plays out with Wilkins, not only where he ends up and how, you know.
Does Buffalo have the money?
For the Chiefs' sake, hopefully it's an NFC team. Yeah, I don't know, but you know how this goes. Teams can, if you really want a player, you can find a way to make it happen. Somebody else renegotiates and they can, you know.
How much is that $1 million deal? Or
right,
the
and that's the thing. Like, he's not getting 1 year for nobody's paying him $20 million this year to play.
How much did Bosa get? 11? 11 and a half?
Something like
I think
that.
From them. I don't know if that's
it would be a
range-ish.
Very.
I think it'd be like five with a chance to earn 12.
It'd be a ton of incentives because of the noise around the injury and in the CBA or the grievance. So whoever signs is probably a 1 year deal. Yeah, with incentives that could be worth $10 million. I mean, honestly, it could be $10 million worth of incentives or something crazy. Based off of that. So we'll see. Obviously, there's still 40-something days till the season. Plenty of time for him to land with a new team, get up to speed. But Christian Wilkins, no longer a member of the Las Vegas Raiders.